AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from on location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. For the past 5 years, Spherix technology has taken a backseat to data-linked weather as a means of skirting convective weather. But Avadyne hopes to change that with the introduction of a new state-of-the-art lightning detector system called TWX670. Like StormScope and StrikeFinder technology, it detects and plots distant lightning strikes. But unlike earlier equipment, it paints strikes in a cell-like pattern, color-coded by threat level. AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli talked to Avadyne's Tom Harper about this new product.
We're speaking with Tom Harper from Avadyne. We're going to talk about the new TWX670, which they're calling a tactical weather display. Give us a rundown on this, Tom. But first of all, I should note that this is a lightning sensor-based system, not a NexRad or radar-based system. And when you look at the display, it would be easy to confuse the two.
Well, that's correct. It is an onboard real-time sensor that provides a perfect complement to onboard data link or satellite weather, which is really perfect for strategic weather avoidance. But because of the delay, the latency of getting that data, having an onboard real-time lightning sensor supplements that and provides tactical weather avoidance capability.
This plays on both the 500 and the 5000 MFDs.
That's correct. The initial offering was offered on a 3ATI MHD300 display, and it supports the full color, what we call Twix cell mode, which is the color cells, and color strike modes. We are just now rolling out software upgrades to the MFDs to provide monochrome strikes on both our MFDs, EX500 and 5000, and later this year we'll roll out the software to show the Twix cell color.
Now we should describe this display for the listeners. What the display looks like, it's a series of hexagons that are color-coded, and these infer intensity by analysis of the lightning strikes.
That's correct. We have algorithms that analyze the strikes, and from that data we can paint a picture of the storm and its cell footprint, if you will, over time. It's a rolling 3-minute window or look of the storm, if you will. In traditional lightning detection systems, you would let the strikes build up over time, and then eventually, every now and then, you'd have to clear the strikes. What this does is it kind of auto-clears them, so anything 3 minutes or older goes away, so you're always seeing the rolling storm, and you can get the most current data, and then the colors correspond to where the hot spots are.
Now, this shows both cloud to ground and cloud to cloud?
That's correct.
And these little colored hexagons that I'm looking at, they're geo-referenced?
They're geo-referenced. We take GPS input. We also have a heading input, so if you're in high rate turns, we'll be able to map perfectly compared to the ground map.
And how does the heading sync work?
It just takes ARINC 407 XYZ heading. It's slaved off your HSI or your PFD.
Okay. And does the size of the little hexagon color symbol here represent any kind of a scale?
It's equivalent, if you will, to storm's intensities, but it's not directly correlated to DBZ or whatever in a NexRad.
In just a moment, more of our interview with Avadyne's Tom Harper from On Location in Lakeland, Florida at Sun and Fun 2008. Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX Satellite Weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, DataLink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to Paul Bertarelli from On Location at Sun and Fun 2008.
Now this has both strike and cell mode, which you can toggle.
Right.
Now, what effect does that have?
Strike mode that we have shows the strikes, and it's it has the algorithms in there, so if it's seeing superfluous strikes off to the sides, it'll know that, or it'll assume that that's noise, not unlike current traditional lightning detection systems in their cell mode. We've taken our strike mode as a baseline, and then we built our Twix cell mode, which is the color on top of that, to model the storm.
Okay, so that's a fundamentally different approach than
the
StormScope product.
That's correct. We digital signal processing, just a true next generation design.
I see. And how will this interface with other sensors? For example, if we have XM weather data link capability here, can this be overlaid on that?
Yes, our MFDs have the ability to kind of play all the different weather sensors on a single display. However, because of the colors, you will have the option of looking at the NEXRAD or the color lightning, or depending on the airplane, the onboard radar, if you happen to have radar on board.
But you toggle for those views, you don't combine
them? You toggle
them
for the colors, but you can put data link here. I can't turn it off here on this particular demo, but you would toggle these color contours so you wouldn't have any conflict. But you could also overlay the strike. So you can see the strike lightning with your radar, the strike lightning with your NEXRAD.
I see. And tell us about using this sensor with other systems. Will it play on other systems or just
well,
on?
Well, what we've announced at this show is what we call a compatibility mode, which allows a TWX670 remote box to send out a signal that is compatible with all the standard lightning displays out in the market now, like the 430s, like the Sandell HSIs. So we can display it in redundant places in the airplane.
But in those cases, you're displaying only the strike, not
only the strike.
That's a
limit of the display itself. So if they choose to upgrade their display software to take advantage of the Twix cell color, they certainly can do that.
And what's the price on this system?
It's $79.95 for the TWX670 and the ANT670 and 67 antenna.
Okay, and the display options again are the 500, the 5000, and
the MHD300, which is the 3 ATI display.
Okay.
And then, of course, with the compatibility mode, you can use it with just whatever display you have in the airplane.
And when do you expect this to be available, or is it available now?
It's available now with the MHD. The compatibility mode will make it available for all the other displays in the airplane this quarter, and also for display on the 5000 and 500 with monochrome this quarter. And we'll have future announcements on the color modes for our MFDs.
And I assume it's retrofittable to earlier models
of the
500.
It absolutely is.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tom.
You're welcome. Thanks, Paul.
Our daily audio coverage from Sun and Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For Avweb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.